Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
that you dress. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gifts, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You're blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, wow, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He heals my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand and say, I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Join Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. Today we have an exciting topic, and our topic, and I hope our listening audience will come in and give some comments or some things that they would like to say on their line today. And the topic is, in times like these, we need a Savior. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you have prepared already for us to say today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for all those that have come on the air to listen today, dear Heavenly Father. And you know, shorter than your word, dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic again is, in times like these, we need a Savior. You know, when you think about it, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, we are living in times when you've got to have a Savior. When all the things going on in the world, if you don't have Jesus, what will you do? You know, Jesus Christ is the Savior for the world today. Take hold of his hand now before it is too late. You know, evil is deeper and of greater intensity. The society we live in today, we are in, have turned their back on Jesus. Just think about it. How they've taken prayer out of school, they've taken prayer and the different wording off the money. They don't want it in front of the courthouse. They don't want it in so many places. Jesus, tell me, in times like these, don't we need a Savior? I want to thank those that have come on the air already. And if you would like to say anything, just make sure you press 1 on your keypad of your phone, and I'll bring you in from on this end. We have someone who would like to say something. Praise the Lord. You are now on the air.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you doing, Carla?
I'm all right.
Well, praise God. We thank God for all those that are coming in. We have an area code 770, and we know you probably can't say anything right now because you're at work, but we want to thank you for coming on today, and we hope that everyone that's coming on will be able to talk today or give us something about our topic today. In times like these, we need a Savior. You know, we're going through so much right now in the world today. We just finished election. I'll let that be first of all. You know, a lot of us was in different parts of the country going through different propositions, different agendas that we voted on. Some voted and some didn't get out to vote. But I hope the majority of the American people got out and voted on yesterday. Let your vote be counted, because our forefathers, mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers died that we may have the right to go out and vote. And that lets you know, when we go out and vote, that let you know that we need to be heard. But let me get back to my topic. In times like these, we need a Savior. You know, as I went to the Word of God in 2 Timothy 3:1, if you have your Bible, you can turn to it. But, you know, this is the last days we are going through. And in the New Testament, to speak of the last day of the church is us, you all. We go to the building. A lot of people getting it confused. The building is where we go in worship. But the church starts with us. And if we don't have it right when we go into the building, everything will be corrupt. So we need to have it right when we go into the building. You know, Paul warned that perilous time shall come. And we're living in perilous times right now, which means grievances of depressed times will become more and more frequent and intense as the return of Christ near. We know Christ is already walking this earth. But when he cracked the sky, that let us know. We don't need to wait till he cracked the sky to let us know that we need a Savior. We need a Savior now. All the things we're going through, the different ordinances, the different propositions, the things that's going on in the body of Christ, we need a Savior. You know, I'm reminded of that psalm. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. The word and the song say, be very sure. Be very sure. We got to be sure, y'all. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing with the word of God, changing it for what man wanted to fit or one man. We need a Savior. We going through too much. People are killing people. Have you ever seen so much killing going on? So much things going on in the schools with the students, with the teachers. Things going on in kindergarten throughout colleges. Things going on to stand up to be grocery shopping and get killed in line getting your groceries, paying for your groceries. We need a Savior. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus, by Yahshua, by Yahweh. We need a Savior. You know, and we need an anchor to hold on, to grip the solid foundation. We need to be standing and holding on to a solid foundation. My three words that I'm using throughout the broadcast today on my tag words is Savior, an anchor, and the rock. We don't want rocks to cry out for us in our place, but we got to hold on to Jesus, which is our rock. We got to have that anchor in Jesus. He is our Savior. You know, today there is greater confusion that's going on, apostasy going on, moral decay going on. tolerance for things that is clearly unscripture than ever before. You know, people are beginning to believe a lie before they believe the truth. You know, attack against God himself. Here people are starting up churches where they don't believe in God. They're attacking the children in school or getting bad grades because they believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahshua, Yahweh. Some people say you don't use the name God no more. You don't use the name Jesus. You know, we need a Savior. The word of God is being attacked throughout the world, not just here in the United States, but in other states, in other countries. People are being killed because they are serving God. They're serving the Savior, which is Jesus Christ. You know, when you think about all the confusion going on, the attack against God himself. And again, his truth is coming from so many sides and so many forms. People are beginning to not even heed the word of God. They're trying to say that things has been changed in the word of God, that it's not lining up. You know, they're getting people to believe, don't believe the Bible, don't believe there is a Christ. Well, tell me one thing, those in the audience. Who woke you up this morning? Who started you on your way if there wasn't a Savior and you need a Savior? Who put food on your table? Who paid bills for you when you didn't have enough money in your bank account to pay your bills? Who put gas in your car when you didn't know where you was going to get gas from? Who increased the word of God that's on the inside that give you wisdom, that give you knowledge, that give you understanding? Tell me, who all is doing this here? Just think about it. I want people to call in and tell me that today. In times like these, we need a Savior. Call me and tell me that you don't need a Savior today to save you from your sins. You know, when you think about it, in times like this, we need a Savior. We need an anchor. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the soul. We have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. You know, in these last days, the believer override priority must be to know Christ, to defend Christ's truth, and to minister in Christ's name. If there was no Savior, how can you preach the gospel? If there was no Savior, how can you ask for forgiveness of your sin? If there was no Savior, how could you have faith and belief if there was no Savior? You know, when I thought about faith and your sin and salvation, this is what I came down with. You know, first of all, if you break down faith, F is for forgiveness. Everyone has sinned and need God's. Find Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Tell me, don't you need a Savior? You know, God's forgiveness is in Jesus only. When you go to Ephesians 1:7, you find we have redemption in him through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass according to the riches of his glory. And when you think about it, break down A, that's in faith. A is for available. Are you available? God, forgiveness is available to all. You'll find that in John 3:16. God loved the world in his ways. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believed. Do you want to offer up your son and daughter today? God's forgiveness is available, but not automatically. When you go to Matthew 7:21, it said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Don't you need a Savior? I'm going to break this down to you today. I is for impossible. You know, according to the Bible, it is impossible to get to heaven on our own. We need a Savior. Ephesians 2:8-9. It says, you are saved by grace through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. Don't mean all that work you're doing. That don't mean you're going to be saved. You still need a Savior. So how can a sinful person have eternal life and eternal heaven? I'm glad you asked. You still need a Savior. You know, when I broke down for T, T is for turn. If you were going down the road and someone asked you to turn, what would he or she be asking you to do? That means they're needing you to change direction. So if you don't believe in Jesus, Yahweh, Yahshua, the Savior, the Messiah, whatever name you call in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you didn't believe in the Savior, you would change direction. Turn means repent. That means you need to come to and repent. Turn away from sin and self. Luke 13:3 say, unless you repent, you will all perish as well. That means you better get on and get you a Savior, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Turn to Jesus alone as your Savior and Lord. John 14:6 say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except him. When you go to Romans 10:9, one of your favorite prayers, here is the greatest news of all. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Here, you need a Savior. For with the heart one believeth and is justified, and with the mouth one confessed and is saved. You still need a Savior. That Savior, that anchor, and that rock. You know, I know you're saying, well, what happens if a person is willing to repent of their sin and confess Christ? Well, you know, today I'm glad you asked. You know, when I broke down faith, belief, H is for heaven. Heaven is a place where we will live with God forever. You'll find that in John 14:3. The word says, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back, receive you to myself, so that where I am, ye may be also. Don't you need a Savior? How you expect to be with Jesus if he's not your Savior? You know, I broke down H. H also stands for how. We always have that in our class. We have the know and the how. And we always ask, well, you already know. Well, how? That three-letter word, how. I'm glad you asked. On how today? How can a person have God's forgiveness, eternal life in heaven? By trusting Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You can do this right now by praying and asking Jesus to forgive you of all your sins and invite Jesus into your heart. That means you need a Savior. My. When I go back and think about that song, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. You got to be sure that your anchor is in Jesus. You got to be sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock that's in Jesus. You know, that rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Because he is your Savior. You're going to need him one day. You moving around thinking you don't need him. All of you are that want to change everything. You better get on bending knees. You better start asking God to forgive you for everything. Because you're going to need a Savior before you close your eyes and leave away from this earth. You know, your anchor holds and grip the solid rock. You know, when I thought about it, in times like these, you need the Bible. They want to do away with the Bible. But in times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure of your Savior, your anchor, and your rock. Because your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. You better be sure. You better be very sure. You know, following Christ's example, even in the Word of God, in baptism, you better be sure you need a Savior. We need to know who Jesus is. We need to be walking with Jesus each and every day of our life. Do I have anyone would like to say something on the line before I go any further? Because I know this is burning you. This burning on the inside of you. You just about to jump out of your seat right now. In times like these, we need a Savior. Did someone say something?
Is my line still open?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, well, actually, I'm from the area code 701. you know, it's funny how I hear Christians talk about God this and God that, but they are doing damage to God's people. It's not cool, it's not funny, but it's sad how people can be so, I can't find a word for right now, how people can be so, I guess, ignorant and talk about God's people when they themselves are not doing right. You know, the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. So how can, I'm going to say us's, how can us's be so hypocritical towards God's people and call ourselves Christians? We need to stop that. And I just think, praise God, that you're bringing this up today, because I had some folks in my life who were against me for speaking the word of God, how I did it. They didn't like it because it was, how they say it, so secular. I believe God can use anything to get his glory, secular or gospel. So, real quick, just one more thing. And on my show, too, I had to use some secular songs to get my point across. But God was still glorified. And I hope somebody out there in Blanchard Radio Land was either saved or delivered. So that's what I'm going to say. So, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carl. And if I have any callers that can't talk right now, want to text me your answer, text me something you want to say, just text me. Area code 832-865-8438. If anyone out there would like to text something concerning this topic, I will be more than happy to read what you text me. Hallelujah. You know, I think about, in light of the war on terror and on recent world events, you know, many of us have spent a great deal of time reading the news, learning about all the ins and the outs of what has and may take place. You know, but there is no shortage of new items on nearly anything imaginable, on the internet, the television, the radio. You know, one could literally spend days on ends looking for and reading information on these particular things. But, you know, I think about it. When you read all this here, I have learned that one can get too caught up in hearing the word of the world and hearing the latest event and subconscious analyzing and neglected the reading of the good news, which is the word of Yahweh. You know, why it's important to watch, it's times like this that we need to be turning to Yahweh and his words for understanding. It is time like this we need to be examining ourselves and preparing ourselves spiritually for any event that may take place. We do not need to fear, for thought it up through it all, Yahweh is still Elohim. You know, I'm going to share a few scriptures, you know, about when people be saying things that we know they need a Savior. And we think about in times like this, we need a Savior. We cannot do anything without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All this hypo that they're putting in the news, all this hypo on the TV, all this hypo on the internet. Don't they realize if it had not been for Jesus, Yahweh, Elohim, Yahshua, our Savior, don't you know they couldn't even look on a TV? They couldn't even look at an internet? Who they think give man the knowledge to make all this here? But don't they realize all the slander and the stuff they're putting against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? They haven't thought about one day they're going to need a Savior. If I have anyone that just came on would like to say something on this topic, feel free. I've extended my time today for this topic in case anyone want to come on and say, in times like these, we need a Savior. You know, the world belonged to Yahweh, although some act as if it was theirs. What would eventually happen to the world? You know, with all the talk of justice and judgment, the people of the United States and ultimately the whole world will be judged. And the righteous will one day take part in it. We need a Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, when we think about the attitudes of believers toward the world, first and foremost, it is to keep ourselves clean from it. And you say, well, what does it mean that we need to go out of the world? Well, I went to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 5 and 9, and it was writing, no, by yet not altogether with the fornication of this world or with the covetousness or extortion or with idolatry. But then much you need to go out of the world. By now I have written unto you to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or a covetous or an adulterer or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, with such any one not to eat, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not judge them that are within, but then them that are without Yahweh judge. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person. Just like you were saying, young man, that you came on, you know, how people was talking and saying to you about when you was bringing the word of God forth, just because you didn't bring it the way they brought it, they felt you was wrong. But God give everybody what to say, because I might not be saying what somebody else want me to say on this air right now. That don't mean God didn't give it to me. That don't mean I'm wrong. Because for a particular time and season in our life, he worked with us different. We can read the same scripture, and he can give us an interpretation of that same scripture different. Don't mean that we're wrong. It might be something we're going through at that time, or something that he may need us to minister to somebody at that time. So altogether, in times like these, we need a Savior. We can't go without Jesus. You know, how much time do we spend seeking the things which do not give peace in our spirit? If we want to know what a person has in their heart, watch how that time is spent. For instance, how much time do we spend on, you brought it up, young man, worldly entertainment or things of the world as opposed to the things of the spirit? Do we read more about movie stars, sports teams, players, musicians, politicians than we read about Yahweh? Do the scriptures collect dust while we rot away in our easy chairs? You know, these are questions of this age, and scriptures has something to say about that. When you think about it, and you people say, we don't need a Savior, I like to know why we don't. You know, the world had plenty of things to take our eyes off of Yahweh. But we have to keep our eyes focused. Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yahshua, we, the Messiah, we have to keep our mind. Don't you know, people can distort you and distract you and get you off the word of God so quick if you're not careful. If you are not, like I said with my three words I'm using today for my tag word, if you are not anchored on a solid rock with your Lord and Savior, you're going to be thrown away. You're going to be thrown off. There's so many people getting caught up with so many things out there in the world. God left us the Bible to go on. That's what we have. You hear so many doctrines here, doctrines there, say this, say that, do this and do that. But did they pick up the word of God that was left for us to read? In times like these, we need a Savior. If anyone would like to come on and say anything on this topic today, feel free. I would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Because we are going through a lot in America right now. And if we don't catch hold to the horns of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we don't start doing what the Word of God say do, listening to what the Word of God say do, no, everybody's not talking wrong. Everybody's not saying, but we do have some out there that have went off on their own agenda. Our Lord and Savior want to do things their own way. But they don't realize before it's all said and done, they're going to need a Savior. They're going to come up against some things that they know they can't handle without Jesus. So those that's like that, what are they going to do? What are they going to say? We got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We got to know that we are on a solid foundation with our Lord and Savior. He is our anchor. You know, we ought to have already escaped the corruption that is in the world. You know, when you think about time spent doing the work of Yahweh and seeking His way, it's not wasted. You know, we can be zealous of good work rather than work that do not profit. Let's live soberly in the present world. This is not a time to sit back every evening and be entertained or drink the drinks. It is a time to be sober and ready for His coming, because He's soon to come. And Matthew 24:48 say, "But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my master delay his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the master of that servant shall come in a way when he looked not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and garnishing of teeth." You know, when you think about when God returns, what will He find you doing? Will you be serving Him, doing what the Word of God say? Or will you be straddle the fence? Will He be able to say that you are living and you are in times like these with the Savior? Are you doing the things that's pleasing before God? Or are you out there doing the evil things, things that's not pleasing before God? You know, you think about that. And we, you know, we want to give God praise today, because when I thought about this topic, looking around at the things going on in the world, around the world, I know. I don't know about you. I can only speak for me. I know I need a Savior. I know I can't make it without Him. When you think about how close that you may come for not being saved or being with Him, to reign with Him, you can't help but say in times like these that I need a Savior. I need an anchor. I need to be sure, very sure. Because, you know, the very elect might be fooled or can be fooled. So when we think about it, we need to be sure, you all, of what God is calling for and saying to us in these last and evil days. Let's not be ensnared by false doctrine. Rather, let us overcome them through the Messiah who lives in us. Let's look to Jesus, our Savior. We don't want to be lost. We want to go back with Him. We want to have a true relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't want our seeds to fall among thorns where the world choke up out the word. When a fitting description, the world simply choke out the word of Yahweh. My. You know, it's better to have never known the way of righteousness than to have known and then again be entangled with the world. My. Any callers on the air would like to say anything? We have about 5 minutes left. And anybody would like to say something, please press 1 on your keypad. And for the lesson today, the class, and times like these, we need a Savior. And our tag words today are Savior, Anchor, and Rock. We need to have that solid rock, which is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. My. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, let's be sure that we have removed the world from our lives. And let's rather be a light to the world with a righteous example. You know, the word sown in us should overcome the world. That means the more word we got in us will overcome the things of the world. You know, that need to be a difference in us. People all see a difference in us. You know, you say, well, how can we change the world if the world has already changed us? No, don't let the world change you now. You say, well, how can we turn the world upside down if we have already been turned upside down by the world? That means you need to change. Come away from the world. Come away from the thinking. Come away from the things that you've been indoctrinated into believe is right. You know, some people rather believe a lie than the truth. God wants to help you today for all of you all that may not know Christ Jesus today. I'm offering you our Savior today. It's time to come up out of the world on what you've been doing, what you've been saying that's been wrong, and come on over to Jesus' side. Because in times like these, you're going to need a Savior. You're going to need an anchor. And you're going to need to be standing on a solid foundation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we want to give God praise for the show today. In times like these, we need a Savior. We want to be very sure that we're standing on a solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. We want to make sure that our anchor is hold and grip the solid foundation. In times like these, you need the Bible. We need the Word of God. In times like these, oh, be not idle, but be very sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And just remember today, in times like these, you and I both have a Savior. And in times like these, be very sure that you have a solid anchor. Be very, very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Be very sure today. And that's our topic for today and our show for today. In times like these, we need a Savior. I hope you enjoyed the show today. If you have any comments, do send it to By Way of Joy and Peace Outreach on Blog Talk, or you can send me an email to my email address. You will find me on Facebook. Or if you need to speak with me, you can call me at area code 832-865-8438. I would love to hear from you. And that's the conclusion of our show. But before we leave, let's have prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you that it will reach millions and millions of people around the world today, dear Heavenly Father. Let them, when they go in to hit something else, that they tap into this show today, dear Heavenly Father. They may not even have an inkling of coming on today in the archives, but let them check it. In times like these, we need a Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Thank everyone for tuning in that came on today that couldn't say anything. We want to thank you for coming on today. Being one of the ones that's in times like these, you know that you need a Savior. And until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful and a prosperous week. Amen. Bye-bye. Thank you for what I talked today. You won't. I don't know if Prophet was listening or if. Which one? Go get it.